As the market for commercial drones goes more mainstream, the industry's major players are trying to attract a wider range of consumers. Michael Perry, Director of Strategic Partnerships with DJI, says the 800-square-meter shop aims to help the Chinese firm expand its customer base.
We've now reached a size where we think we can reach a broader set of consumers, beyond the early adopters, beyond the tech guys who are just adopting new technology, but to a broader consumer market who are really excited about the technology, but they want to understand it before they use it.
On Sunday, people surrounded a flat cage inside the store and watched their staff through drones during demonstration sessions. One spectator, 36-year-old airline crew member Liu Xiaoge, brought his 7-odd-month son along. He says drones are good toys for children.
I think this is quite good. When my child is older, I'll buy one for him so he can play with it. This is good. We didn't have things like this when we were children. It will be good for children to play with them.
Others queued to buy a drone on the shop's opening day, as the first 300 customers could get discounts up to 30% off. 30-year-old IT consultant Jack Wan, who was in line for about 2 hours before he bought a Phantom 3 drone, says the drone is complementary to his hobby, photography.
DJI gives common people a chance to play with drones. In the past, using a drone was something exclusive. The idea seemed very far away from us, but now it's very close, and normal people can afford to buy one too.
DJI has claimed 70% of the commercial drone market worldwide, and a larger portion of the consumer market. Research firm Tibo Intelligence forecasts that revenue of the Chinese drone industry will be more than double to 2.5 billion yuan or $388 million this year and grow by as much as eightfold to 20 billion yuan by 2020. For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.